The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married, b'sha'at tova u'muslachat, and zechut of the limud that we're going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Daf Tzadivav. Today's Daf being studied in Shvat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Terechen Megnei Adem, Rabbi Moshe ben Nuna. We begin today's Daf on Tzadivav, Amud Rishon, and we're starting from the Mishnah, Hanotel Gid Anasheh, Tzarik Shiyaton Et Kulo. So you have to take all of it. You have to dig into the meat, uproot it. Yehuda Omer that you only have to take the Gid HaNasheh, that's Balua and the meat. Kedel Kayem Bo Mitzvah Netila. Only the initial part that's in the meat. You don't have to uproot it all the way inside. That's Balua.
Is that the same
remedy? Yeah, look at that. She says she Yachatit Aharaf. Dig into the piece of meat all the way deep into it. The stam mishnah to be meirda amar hatita ba'ay. Like we learned above, Rabbi Meir says you need hatita, and the Biyuda says no. You just need to take the piece of gid anasheh that's next to basar, and that's it. And he's noter the gid. Ha'ochel megid anasheh kezayit sofek arba'ayim. If you eat a kezayit of gid anasheh, you get 40 malkut. So it's lab min haTorah. Aval, I'm sorry, achalo ve'en bo kezayit hayav. Of course, if you ate less than a kezayit, hayav, ve'en bo kezayit, hayav malkut. Interesting. Normally the hayav malkut is only on a kezayit, but this is a biriya. The gid anasheh is considered its own creature, own creation. So if a person eats a biriya, even though it's less than a kezayit, he's hayav malkut, even though it's less than a kezayit. Achal mizeh kezayit u'mizeh kezayit. Let's say he ate from the right gid, a kezayit, and from the left gid, he ate also a kezayit, and they warned him before each one. So it's two different isurim he did. So if he got shimonim, he gets 80 malkuyot, because he ate two different isurim with two different warnings. The Biyuda Omer, and also if he got arba'im, because he says gidash only is on one side, and therefore he only did one isur, like we learned earlier. Bar piyule hava ka'e kamed Shmuel, Gemara begins.
You know his side though,
you know? We said the right side.
The right side, right?
Bar piyule hava ka'e kamed Shmuel. Bar piyule was in front of Shmuel. Ve'kam menaker atma. He was making nikud. He was taking the gid out of the yarech. Took the gid anasheh out. Hava kagaimle. And he was cutting the gid anasheh, flush against the meat. He was not going deep into the basar. And he was following the Biyuda's opinion in the Mishnah, basically. Amar le chut be tafeh. Go deeper in, which means get the ghee that's balua and the basar. Hashta lo hazitach sifita li isura. If I didn't see you, you would have fed me isur. You would have given this piece of meat and there's isur in it. Irtat bar piyule got scared because he's Shmuel's like thinks he's amares or some sort of rasha. Nafal sakina miyade. So the knife fell out of his hand out of the fear. Amar le lo tirtat. Don't be nervous. I don't think you're a rasha or an amaris. The ore lach, Rabbi Yehuda ore lach. The one that gave you that psak halacha is going like Rabbi Yehuda. So I'm telling you, don't have a shita what to rely on. But I'm just telling you that I go like Rabbi Meir in the Mishnah. That is machmir. You're not a rasha. You have what to rely on. Amar of Sheshat, my de shakal bar piyule de oraita Rabbi Yehuda. Which means that which Bar Piyule took out, the Helik of the Gid HaNasheh, which was above by the Basar, that's the Isud de Oraita, according to the Biyuda. That's the Oraita Gid HaNasheh, according to the Biyuda. Nechlal, the Shayir de Rabbanan, the Biyuda. Which means it sounds like that he only took out the Oraita for the Biyuda, but he left the Isud Rabbanan, Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. Ela, the oraita, ela, De orele keman orele. So then, who already was he going like? Which means the rabbi said, Bar piyule, he took out the deoraita of Rabbi Yehuda, the deoraita gid. That means he left the rabbanan gid, alibad Rabbi Yehuda, the lower gid, he left it. So, who was he going like? The rabbi Shmuel told him, don't worry, the one that told you to do what you're doing, you're following Rabbi Yehuda. But based on this, he's not following anybody. Because he left the lower gid, which is Isud Rabbanan. So he's not following Rabbanan, because he's not going into the meat, Rabbi Meir. And he's not following Rabbi Yehuda, because he didn't take the Isud Rabbanan. Ela Amar Rav Sheshat, Mai Deshakil Bar Piyule Deoraita. What Bar Piyule took, he took the Deoraita gid according to everybody. Everybody agrees that the gid next to the basar is Deoraita. Umay Deshiyer, and that piece that he left in the basar, the Rabbanan Rabbi Meir, is Yisud Rabbanan, according to Rabbi Meir. Deir Rabbi Yehuda, Afim Rabbanan Share. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, even what's in the basar is Mutah. So therefore, Bar Piyule was following straight up Rabbi Yehuda. And that's why it was okay. We learned you get 40 malkuyot, even if there's no kezayit, because they call it Megid and Asher a biryah. Okay. Amar Shmuel, lo asra tula, ela she'al ha-kaf bilvad, she'ne'emar al-kaf ha-yarech. Okay, we said on the kaf. Kaf is literally the spoon, like the bone. By the yarech, by the thigh of the animal, even though the gid and asher comes from the spine of the animal and it goes all the way down the leg of the behemah, the Torah was only osir the one that's lying on the bone itself. That gid that's on the bone called the kaf yarech. It's on the upper thigh, going around the bone that looks like a spoon. But the lower part is not asur min haTorah. It says al kaf hayarech. Kaf is that upper bone. Amar Rapapa says ketanae. That actually that which Shmuel just said is subject to a machloket tanaim. Achalo, if he ate, let's say the gid and asher, the whole gid, the en bo kizayit hayav, because we said the gid itself is considered a b'riyah. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad shiyeh bo kizayit. Rabbi Yehuda says no. It's God have a kezayit. What's the machloket over here? My ta'amad rabbanan. What's the reason for the rabbis? The rabbis again of the shitare hold what? That even if it's less than a kezayit, yichayav, because it's a biriyah. What's the reason? So it says biriyahi. And we know that if you eat a biriyah, even though it doesn't have a kezayit, you get malkut. But in biyuda, what is he hold? Achida ketiva be. It says in the pasuk al ken lo yochlu bnei Yisrael gid and asher. And we know that every time it says the word achila, en achila pahot mekezayit. Rabbanan, hai achila. Oh, what do they do with the word achila? Dechi itpe arba'a b'hamisha zetin ve'achal had kezayit mehayev. Which means if let's say the gid and asher had in it 4 or 5 zetim, and the guy ate 1 kezayit. So the Akhila is going to teach me that it's going to be Hayab Malkut, even though he didn't eat the whole thing. Which means, if he ate the whole thing, even though there's no Kezayit, that's a Biriyah. That's a Biriyah. Rabbanan again. Ahi Akhila, what did he do with the word Akhila? It's written by the Gid Nashet. To come and tell me, did he eat Peh? Arba'ab Hamisha Zetim, the Gid Nashet has 4 or 5 Zetim in it. And he ate one, Akhal Had Kezayit. Mechayev, he's Mechayab Malkut. Even though you didn't eat the whole thing. But, Huadin, if you ate a biriyah of it, and the whole thing was less than a kezayit, it'll also be hayab. The Rabbi Yehuda, that says achilad, you know, hayab only on a gid that has a kezayit. How does he know that if he ate from a gid that has 4 or 5 kezayitim, that he only ate one of the kezayitim of that, how does he know it's hayab? He says, me'asher al kaf hayarech nafka. He learns that from the pasuk. That even if he doesn't eat the whole gid, he only eats the kaf that's on the yarech, as part of the gid. Because the pasuk says, Asher al kaf ayarech. So long as the gid over there has a kezayit, even though it's coming from a bigger gid, it'll be hayab. Ave Rabbanan, ha'u mebe'ele lichde Shmuel. Rabbanan used that pasuk al kaf ayarech to teach me differently. Damar Shmuel, lo asra Torah ela she'al kaf ayarech. He comes and teaches me that only that gid is the isur gid, the one that's resting on the kaf. So what do you see? It's mahalakat ha'naim. Rabbi Yehuda, Hayarech, Ketiv, Dechol Yarech. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Hayarech, Tol Yarech. So it comes out, it's a machloket. How much of the Gidon Hashem is going to be Asumna Torah? Rabbanan is going to say only the one that's a Kafa Yarech. And Rabbi Yehuda is going to say the whole Yarech. But Rabbanan, oh, what does he do with the word Hayarech? Which sounds like the whole thigh of the animal. Ahu, the Pashit Esure, Bechule Yarech. That what? That the Gid is mitpashet. It spreads throughout the whole Yarech, from the beginning to the end. That's on the inner Gid. The inner Gid is two sides of the Gid. The inner Gid goes from the top to the bottom. La'apuke chitzon de'lo. That the outer Gid, on the other side we'll call it, is not going to be asur b'achira ul'olam she'ala kaf. Which means, really only the Gid that's on the kaf is going to be asur. And Hayarech is just coming to tell me the inner Gid is asur as opposed to the outer Gid. So Hayarech, the inner as opposed to that. But even in the inner Gid, it's only the part of the Gid that's resting on the kaf. Oh, so we see more. Indeed, it's Mahlokat Tanaim, Rabbi Yehuda Hachamim. Is it the whole Gid that's going to be asur, only the one that's on the kaf? So Gemara says, V'hai kaf. We learned already the word kaf, a yarech, is coming to exclude a bird. Because the birds don't have the kaf, even though they have the gid and asher. So today, kaf ketive, it says the word kaf twice in the perasha. So what is going to exclude whatever the rabbis excluded? Kaf, either kotribuda, kotribuda, banan. And the second kaf will come and teach me only by animals and not by birds. So everything is accounted for. We go to the next mishnah, yarech. Shinitbashil bagidanashe. Okay. Here's the famous Rugyaf Noten Ta'am. Yarech Shinitbashil bagidanashe. You took a piece of meat and had the gidanashe in it. And you cooked the piece of meat and had the gidanashe in it. Imirish Baba Noten Ta'am and Azi Asura. So if it gives flavor, if when you taste a piece of meat, you taste the flavor of the gid, so it's going to be Asura. How do you calculate it? What's the shi'ur? Kebasar balefet. Like you're cooking meat with radishes. Nashi. Kebasar bevedu'in kidu ayarech liftot. You look like as if the yerech, the meat is liftot, radishes. Vehagid basar. And the gid is a piece of meat. Veilu ayano ten ta'am basar kishi'ur agid beliftot. Which means, if that shiur of basar would give flavor into the radishes, into the liftot, in such a shiur, hayarech asur. The shiurin alakha l'moshe m'sinai. The gimini b'dehaki m'sha'arinan. Which means, this is it doesn't say shishim in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, ki basar be'liftot. That you imagine that the gid anashe is a piece of meat, and you imagine the yarech itself, the meat itself, is like radishes. If in such a ratio the meat would give flavor to the radishes, so then in that same ratio this gid would be osir the yarech benoten tam. Now that she says the afal pishi iloya kruv or kaflu te yasadik pahot or yoter, which means they could have picked a kruv. Kruv is like cabbage, or kaflut is another type of a vegetable. They didn't. They chose. Lifet. They choose the radish. Because meat gives flavor in the radish at a different ratio than if it would give it in a different type of item. The ratio is kibasar, the kaflut. You look at the gidin ashir like it's basar, and the yerech is like it's kaflut. It's these radishes, and that's it. That's the shi'ud. So again, let's read again. Yerech. של בשל בגיד הנשא אם יש בה מנותן טעם על איזה אסור הכסף משלם אותה כבשר בלפת גיד הנשא של בשל עם הגידים. Okay, you have a bunch of גיד הנשא גידס that are getting cooked up together and there's a גיד הנשא in the mix. So גיד הנשא של בשל עם הגידים בזמן שמכירו turnips. Okay, I said what, radish? Turnips. Okay, it's like a radish. Turnip. That's correct. Gid anashe. Next case. Shenit bashel ima gidim. Okay. Permissible gidim. Bizman shemakiro. So you makir which one it is. So what do? You take it out. You throw it out. And then the rest of the ones will be benoten ta'am. which means if the Gid that was cooked gave ta'am to the other ones. The Imlav, now let's say you're not Makid, you don't know where the Gid Isur is over there. So each one now we have a Yasafik. Kulan Asurim. Which means even though there's not enough to give ta'am, because now you're eating the actual Gid itself, you don't know which one it is, and therefore they're all going to be Asur. Vehar Rotev, the liquid, the juice, the gravy that's in the Kederah, Benotan, ta'am again goes with ta'am. If there's flavor, it's going to be Asur. If not, not. Vehin Hatichah Shel Nebelah. The same thing, they have a piece of a Nebelah. Or vechin hatichah shel dag tamish din bashela im hatichot. He cooked it with other hatichot of basar kasher or other fishes that were teorim. And bisman shemakidan, if you know where the tamir fish is, throw it out, and then you go with the rest of the mixture. Benoten ta'am. Bisman shemakidan benoten ta'am. The imlav, if you're not makir where the dag tameh is, so we have to have a safek on each fish, you have a safek on each piece of meat, you have a safek, and therefore kulan asurot, and again the rotev is going to be benoten ta'am. The gravy is benoten ta'am. Good question. We'll see. Well, we gave the shiur already. We just gave a shiur. We gave a shiur that you know the ratio of but the isur is basar and the heter is kafnut. How much ratio this would give ta'am to that? So that's a number. We have to put that into a number. Whatever it's 160, whatever it is, and then we'll know. But we'll see exactly when your question is a good question. You give it to a goy. Let's just read the Rashi. Adam read the Rashi. Bisman shemakiran.
Bisman shemakiran.
The hatichot. Ha'isur.
The hatichot ha'am b'shalina benot en ta'am. Be'en b'hem k'del latet ta'am b'shel heter. הרי השאר מותרות. ואם אין מכירם, כל החתיכות אסורות. לכל אחת יש תחוש, כלומר, שם הזהו היא והרוטב מותר. אם אין בחתיכות האיסור כדי לתת טעם בכל החתיכות והכיפה והרוטב.
The rotev will be mutar if there's not enough of the hatichat isut to give flavor between all the fishes and the rotev combined. If you have, again, let's say 60 against the rotev and the fish and everything else, so the gravy will be mutar. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, we start. Amar Shemuel. Shemuel says, Lo shanu Ela shelit bashel ba. Oh, the first case was Gid and Ashed, you cooked it in the piece of meat. So when you cook it, what happens? All the flavors get mixed up together. So therefore, we say you need to go with Noten Ta'am. However, because when you cook something, the flavor goes equally distributed throughout the whole Gid, let's say. However, Aval Nitzleba. But let's say you just took the piece of meat and you roasted it. You roasted it, barbecue, whatever you roasted. Suddenly, he's roasting it. And in that case, what you have to do, kolef ve'ochel ad shemagiya legid, which means you're able to eat the meat up until you get to the gid and hashe itself. Kolef ve'ochel ad shemagiya legid, which means when you roast it, the ta'am doesn't go all over. When you're cooking in water, what happens? The water is ma'arev all the time, so the whole ghee now is a problem. So you need to mishay the whole ghee against the whole piece of meat against the ghee and hashem. Because the time goes in the whole ghee. But when you're roasting something, it's not going all over the place, the ghee stays where it is. So therefore you can eat up until you get to the ghee itself. Rashi. Adam.
דושנו דחי יש בו בנותן טעם כל ירח אסורה אלה שנתפשל שהרוטב מעלה
הטעם
בכל הבשר.
Right, the juice brings the flavor throughout the whole basar. That's why we have to mishayit against the whole piece of meat.
אבל מסלעימו נצבט בתוכו ואינו מפמפע ויוסף בבשר.
Right, what happens when you roast something, the ghee that she gets it contracts. And if it stays where it is, it's not mitpashel bekulo. Okay, kolef ve'ochel, kolomar.
Chotech elyon ve'ochel ad shemegi
alik. Right, just keep on eating the layers of meat until you get to the gid and hashe itself, and that's going to be so. Gemara says, "Ini, we have a contradiction. You're telling me that what? That when you roast something, the isur stays in its place. V'amar Ravuna gidish etzela'o bechelbo asur lechol afilu b'rosh ozno. You take a gidi, it is a goat, and you roast it as chelev. You didn't take the chelev out." So it's asur to eat from it, even from the ear. That means what? The chalev's on the bottom. When you roast it, then the chalev's going to go all the way up to the ear. Alright, so you said when you roast something, the isur remains contracted where it is. Now you tell me the whole gidi becomes asur. You left the chalev, the kelayot in there. Now by the ear, there's no chalev. Alma, pashit isurah bechuleh. So you see, when roasting it, the isur goes all the way up. ברוך הנועה לעולם, אמן ואמן.